when there is here a plenary session in Brussels and also in Strasbourg, the only persons who have access to the room are the MEPs, those who vote, and of course a small delegation from the Commission and a small delegation from the Council. For the rest, civil servants, assistants and so on are not allowed into the room, only on the stands. If ever there is a session here, this part here is closed off. An assistant who sent the text and the MEP didn't reply immediately can come to here, fill in a piece of paper with questions, whatever, and then an usher will go inside and bring the message to the MEP. So all the lobbyists and journalists, they're all waiting outside. There is, in this parliament, there is not one single room or even square centimeter which belongs to a lobby group. Nobody. The lobby groups have no offices in these buildings at all. They have to be registered. As we also know, there is no system which is 100% waterproof. As an MEP, it's very important to have lobby groups. Lobby groups is not only the industry, but it's also the trade unions, it's also Greenpeace, World Wildlife Fund, and so on. They're also lobbyists here. It's to inform, and a good MEP, if he's working on a certain topic, he listens to different lobbyists, because then he also knows what is happening in the real life. If he has to take a decision on port facilities, for instance, he wants to speak to the sailors. He wants to speak to the representation of the people who own the ships, of the local government, of the environmental organizations, and so on. So, and he takes his information from over there, and based on that, he will make his opinion together with his political program or his political convictions. What is bad if people get money to pay, people pay you money to ask certain questions? That's completely wrong. But it's up to every MEP. But on the other hand, a lot of people say, yeah, but all the lobbyists are there in Brussels. Well, they don't. They're all outside. They're all have offices, and they have to be registered here. Otherwise, they cannot come in. During a Strasbourg week, they're not even allowed to come into this building because the MEPs are there. And you can recognize them because they have a special brownish color. And the security people can immediately recognize them, and they will stay out. They cannot come in. That's for the lobbyists. But they're not always bad, because some people. If you would have visited here the parliament through the visitor service, you would only have been up there. That's the extra thing that we as an information office like to offer to our clients and our visitors, is that we show you around so you can see for yourself what is happening here. For the moment, as you can see, there's not much action, but it's also quite
good. You mentioned before that there are good lobbyists and bad lobbyists. What is to you a good lobbyist? A good lobbyist
is somebody who...
A bad lobbyist
is saying, I'll pay you so much money if you vote in favor of our file. A good lobbyist goes to an MEP, and most of the MEPs, they know it. Huh? They know who is good and a bad. And there are certain people who like to be invited for a dinner, whatever. No problem at all. Nothing happens there illegally. Not at all. But a good lobbyist, he has his case and he will defend it. And like, for instance, that Mr. Lumbers, who is from the Green Party, he will never get somebody from Philip Morris because he's not on their list. If he's on a list, he's on the blacklist. And you have a lot of people because they know already that they don't have to go to the Greens or to the left-wing parties to adjust the smoking habits of the people and so on. So they know already. But we had here a couple of years ago, they were undercover lobbyists and they went to a few MEPs, about 25, and five accepted money to ask certain questions. Four of them are out. The fifth one is nearly out. And the one, the Austrian, is already convicted in Austria for fraud. But like I said, a good lobbyist, he will defend and he will pick out his MEPs that he knows or his groups, and those who he wants to convince is the rapporteur, not the president of the group. Because the MEPs, like I said before, they still have a big freedom to vote how they want. Because they don't have to vote every time like the group is doing. The socialist, for instance, a socialist coming from Greece, a socialist coming from Belgium, a socialist coming from Britain, and a socialist coming from Sweden. Do you think they all think in the same way? Okay, they have the same background, and they think more in a social democratic way. But you have differences in the vote. The North and the South is voting differently, or the East and the West is voting differently. Even in Belgium, it can happen that the socialist party from the South, from the French-speaking part, is voting in a different way than the Flemish socialist from the north. So that's the liberty they have here, and that is, I think, a very good thing for democracy. But not many people know that. And as an MEP here, if you work for your files and you work for your reports, you get a lot of work and you get respect. But if you don't do anything, you will not get anything here at all. And you will never be in the spotlights, which is very difficult sometimes for them.